For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry. An assassin traveled to New York City over the weekend.
Just quickly about Ismail Abdullah Brinsley. Date of birth 10/31/86. He's a 28-year-old male. He has 15 prior arrests in Georgia for assorted crimes, misdemeanor assault, shoplifting, grand larceny, and gun possession.
At 2:45 in the afternoon on Saturday, two NYPD officers were murdered in their squad car. Rafael Ramos and Wenjen Liu were ambushed and shot dead by Ismail Brinsley, who approached the squad car from behind. He fired four shots, killing the officers. This was in Bed-Stuy section of Brooklyn. Brinsley then ran into a subway station and committed suicide. Right before the shooting, he approached people on the street and asked them to follow him on Instagram. He then told them, "Watch what I'm going to do." Brinsley's Instagram account is where most of his rants were, says Robert Boyce, NYPD Chief of Detectives.
And what we're seeing from this right now is anger against the government. There is one where he burned the flag and made some statements. There's others with talks of anger at the police. He specifically mentions Michael Brown and Eric Garner.
Boyce said other postings showed self-despair, anger at himself, and where his life was at that point. Hours earlier, Brinsley had shot and wounded his ex-girlfriend at her home outside Baltimore. 7 hours later, Baltimore area police warned the New York Police Department that Brinsley was in the city and bent on violence, but it was too late to stop the murders. Why did it take so long for the Baltimore police to warn the NYPD is still unknown, especially since they were able to ping his phone and know where he was headed. Brooklyn is where Brinsley was born. It's where his mom lives and where he fathered a child. He frequently traveled back and forth between Baltimore and New York City using Bolt buses, which is what he did after shooting his ex-girlfriend.
Have a good time.
I would like to thank all those who have shared their sympathy and support for our beloved family member, Rafael Ramos.
In the community of Cypress Hills in Brooklyn, where NYPD officer Rafael Ramos lived, family and elected officials gathered Sunday evening. The officer's aunt, Lucy Ramos, called for unity between the NYPD and the community.
I hope and pray that we can reflect on this tragic loss of lives that have occurred so that we can move forward and find an amicable path to a peaceful coexistence. We would like to extend our condolences to the Liu family also.
Congressmember Hakeem Jeffries said the pain is felt in the Brooklyn community and also in Congress, and that the act of violence is terrible and unthinkable for the city, the NYPD, and families of the officers.
We're just hopeful that this tragedy will not be in vain and that we will be able to heed the words of the Ramos family and bring the city together to heal. But before we do that, obviously, we have to be respectful of this family, respectful of this tragedy, respectful of the Liu family. Make sure that they are appropriately buried as the heroes that they are. And then thereafter, figure out a way for us to come together as the resilient city that we are.
NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton and Mayor Bill de Blasio attended Sunday Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral. That's where Cardinal Timothy Dolan asked for calm.
We pray for our city. Might unity and calm, reason and civility prevail as it has for us so often in the past.
The head of the police union, Pat Lynch, who was continually fanning flames of division between the police and the administration, said the mayor has blood on his hands. New York City's public advocate, Tish James, says divisive rhetoric will do nothing to honor the dignity of the two fallen officers or soothe the piercing pain of their families. A demented assassin's bullet cannot silence cries for reform, she said. In the coming days and weeks, we'll continue the important conversations around policing in our city. And that's the message delivered as well by Brooklyn's borough president, Eric Adams. He urges peace as the city mourns the senseless deaths of officers Liu and Ramos and asks that the public refrains from protesting until the slain officers are buried. Outside the 84th precinct in downtown Brooklyn, Clara McCoy expresses the sorrow of many.
I am so hurt and sad because they sitting in their car and you just walk up and you shoot them like that. This is, I am so speechless. I don't know what to say. All I can do is cry because this is not right. And this has to stop. This really has to stop because the police is out to protect us.
A candlelight vigil was held Sunday evening for the fallen officers at the location of the shootings. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.